This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you take advantage of the offer I made to you last week? I don't think you all have yet. Do you want a free silver coin? Silver Morgan coin, seriously. Free coin, I'm not kidding, I'm not joking at all. Call my friends over at 844, call them at 844-715-7311. That's Landmark Capital, 844-715-7311. Look, if you've got an IRA, you've got some kind of savings account, there is economic issues on the horizon. But don't ask me. I mean, right. I mean, you're listening to me and you're going, okay, yeah, another sponsor. He's just got to. No, I want you to talk to these people. I want you to talk to the people over at Landmark Capital. I'm telling you, you'll get the information you need. You'll get a Morgan Silver coin. And it doesn't hurt. Give them a call and find out what's going on, what you can do to protect your investments. And, you know, again, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on it because I don't want you to think I'm just pushing this to push it. But they're good people over there. They're honest people over there. I usually don't hold these stories over from hour to hour. But I'm going to start this one over again because I think it deserves the time. We need to give it the time. It deserves to have the time. You know, we've got kids protesting on college campuses all across this country. Right? They're on there and they're telling us they want to take down the Confederate flag. They want to take down these statues. They want to talk about racism. They want to talk about slavery. They have no clue, though. So you know where they're getting their information. It ain't from themselves and it ain't from their parents, apparently. At least I don't see how. So, this I happen to find this on an Occupy Democrat site. Now, they're going to try to blame this on Republicans. It's all a Republican fault. It's all a Republican conspiracy, whatever, whatever, whatever. But it can't be a Republican conspiracy when these are all kinds of kids that don't know about this. Here, take a listen. Let's see if I got...
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney Plunk with Polytech. We're here on our home campus at Texas Tech to see just how much our fellow students know about their country.
Who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
We did? The South? Like, the one in 1965, or what Civil War?
Who won it?
What Civil War? Anybody catch that? What Civil War? Are we serious? What Civil War? Now, your hard-earned tax dollars are going to this. Your hard-earned tax dollars are going into teaching these people about our history so we don't get tangled up in it again. But these are the same kids that are fighting to get rid of the Confederate flag because it's racist.
Who's even in it?
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Why are you letting me do this?
Who won the Civil War? Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm drawing a blank. I'm not saying. I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America? I don't know.
That's the Confederates, right? I have no clue.
The Union. The North. Yes. Okay.
Okay, we got what? One out of 20? Boy, I'm excited. I mean, come on, people. Think about this. Seriously. These are kids on our college campuses. They don't have a clue about the Civil War, but yet they're fighting against everything that the North, I thought it was funny when one girl said, America. Well, yeah, I guess it's America, since both sides were Americans.
Okay, so who is our vice president?
Don't know.
I have no idea.
Of right now?
I don't know.
So, who's our vice president? I don't know. They don't know who the president is. I'm telling you. Is this not scary? This is why the education system needs to be revamped. And it's not just what they're teaching in schools. It's how they're teaching it. We're using an education system that, for all intents and purposes, hasn't been upgraded in, what, 50 years? 100 years? 80? I don't even know. But there's no new way in teaching. They have these little innovations they come up with from time to time. But where's the real difference?
What's his name? Oh, my gosh. I have his name in my, face, in my head.
Who is the vice president? Is that like a trick question?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a trick question, because nobody should know who the vice president is. Nobody should know who, if the guy at the top dies or has a heart attack or gets shot, God forbid, who's next in line. We don't want that, do we?
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. Don't know.
John.
Dawn Drysdale, come on down. I mean, she's just lost, isn't she? Come on, is this maddening to anybody else? I mean, is this, or I'll even go one step further. Is anybody else surprised by this? Or is anybody surprised by this?
Joe Biden.
Yes.
I don't know.
You're not the only one. A lot of people don't know.
I still feel...
Okay, who did we gain our independence from?
These are horrible.
I have no idea. Do you know what year we happened to?
Absolutely not.
I couldn't tell you.
It's like 1677 or something like that.
And what show is Snooki on?
Jersey Shore.
What show is Snooki on?
The Jersey Shore.
That should make you feel good, shouldn't it? You know, it's again, but who's responsible for this? Can we just blame the education system? I'm asking you seriously. I'm trying to be real with you. Can we just blame the education system? What about you parents out there? Are you paying attention to what your kids are learning? I know some of you get really irritated when you say.
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney Plunkett.
Go away, lady. When you say that I'm blaming the parents for everything, but whose responsibility are the kids? When they come home, whose responsibility is to find out what they've been learning at school? What they've been up to? I'm Joe with Senior Host, listening to The Real Side. Come on back, and a lot more I want to talk about after the break. We'll see you in a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the listeners. I want you engaged and involved. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, we have a live chat room going on there. If you're a Facebook person, then we have there's a live Facebook feed, right? Okay, there you go. Live Facebook feed. Smarter people than I am there. Just look at the conversation they're having. They're picking up on stuff that I'm missing. I want to say hi to Ed and Lori out of California. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the show as well. The somebody said something in the chat room. I wasn't going to go down this road, but I'm going to. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you've heard me do this before, and it's a major league irritant to me. And that's education as a whole. And we are dumbing down America. When you have these young people who don't even know in the Civil War. So here we have, now I want you to think about this. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're sitting alone, close your eyes for a second and think about I want to paint a picture for you. And here's the picture, right? We have kids, young kids, in college, maybe even in seniors in high school, that are protesting some of our major, you know, Jefferson, because he was a slave owner, all right? They want to take down the Confederate flag. I mean, all these things that they want to take down because the white guys were for slavery. They don't even know when the Civil War was. They don't know what it was about. They don't know who was fighting. They don't know why they were fighting. So if they don't know the basics of that, how can they say, unless they're teachers, and unless they're far-leaning left teachers with an agenda shoving down their throats, social issues, a social narrative, as opposed to the reality of what took place. You know, there are letters, there are, if you would, certified letters that our four founding fathers wrote to each other about slavery, how much they didn't like it, how much they didn't want it. Some of the founding fathers knew if they let their slaves go, what would happen to them out there. And here's the deal. Some of you go, oh, yeah, sure, that's right. Because, you know, of course Thomas Jefferson kept his slaves because he was afraid of what would happen to them once they left the farm. That wasn't the point. The point was somebody else could pick them up because it wasn't easy that easy to go away from slavery. Why don't you look and see how he treated them? How about you do that? How about you actually do some history? You sit to history teachers, hello? Why don't you actually sit down and show your kids how they were treated, how they were cared for, and what our founding fathers did? And why they did certain things they did. Why they didn't put slavery or make slavery a big deal when they first formed the states. For or against. I mean, do some of your homework to figure it out. Look, is this not an indictment of our education system? Let's forget everything else. When our kids can't tell you when and what the Revolutionary War was about and when we fought it, where and when and what the Civil War was and when we fought about it, yet they can protest against the Confederate flag. Well, heck, if you don't know what the Civil War was all about, how do you even know it was used for the Confederate flag was used for Civil War? It was the Civil War icon, if you would. You can't. You don't. Now I'll go back to the parents. Yeah, I know. I'm terrible, huh? You parents, do you ask your kids what they learned when they came home? Do you ever just say, you know, what's up? What happened to school today? What'd you learn? Let me see your history. I used to do it. My wife will attest to that. I used to look at the history books because I knew what was coming down the pike. And the one, I wish I could find a history book. I wish I would have kept it, wrote it down, photocopied the page. But the history book that called, that said that the Democratic Party was known as the party of drunkards and amoral people. I thought that was, I was rolling around laughing with that. An old history book that said that. So, anyhow. And the fact that how the Republican Party started. All these things, you know, instead of, what I used to do with some of my kids who like to play video games more than anything else is I made them put as much time into a history book or into a book about certain issues. And I made, look at it, if you can play 30 minutes of video games, you have to read for 30 minutes. And you can't just read for 30 minutes, you got to tell Dad what it was about. That was always a lot of fun, too. You got to take the time, people. You can't blame it all on the education system. You can't blame it all on the public schools. You can't blame it all on the educators. Because you're an educator. You're your child's educator in every part of life. Even when they get up to that rebellious age, you're still an educator. And let me tell you what, I've got kids that are in their, we have one in the 30s, right? 20s and 30s? Two in the 30s? How'd that happen? I ain't that old. We have two in the 20s and the 30s. And you're still a dad. You're still a mom. You're still an educator for them. Don't give it up and don't stop. You want this country to get stronger? You want a better life for your kids and your grandkids? Stay on your kids. Stay on the young people around you. Make sure they truly know what's going on. I got to tell you, it's the only way we're going to make a change. The only way we're going to make a difference. Let's see if I can pound this out. So, the Hillary, Again, God bless the woman. I mean, I know some of you don't want her, but I got to say it. I have to start this way so I maintain. But Hillary has decided, you talk about a real nut job here. Listen to what she believes, what she perceives, what she thinks gang life is about. This, I won't say it. It'll be nice.
Joining a gang is like having a family.
I got to play that again.
Joining a gang is like having a family.
Now, I've talked to the gang squads from police departments, and she is correct in the purity of the statement. But we're talking about Hillary Clinton here, okay? So let's be clear. A lot of kids that don't have a home life, that don't have a family, that don't have people watching out for them, will join a gang because they want structure. They want a family. They want structure. They want a group that they believe cares about them and that they can care about and they can work with. They're searching for a family. So to simply say that many kids join gangs because they want a family is a true statement in and of itself. But let's let the nut job continue.
It's feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself. So we're either going to have gangs that murder and rob and do the things that are so destructive to the gang members and to the community, or we're going to have positive gangs. We're going to have positive alternatives for young people.
We can have positive alternatives for young people. It's called family. Why don't you allow family to choose? Look, the kids that are in gangs are also not in school. The biggest group that gets screwed in education in this country is the black community. Feel free to challenge me on that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. We will be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Say that about the girl, the lady that's going to get after Trump, right? Oh, you can't use those terms anymore. You know what? You guys are going to have to burn. Listen, you know the young people that went around burning the Confederate flags and pulling down all the statues. We're going to have to burn half the music from the 70s, right? I mean, that was pretty demeaning to women and other stuff, right? I mean, look at that song. That song was "She's a Brick House," and we can't use that. Probably can't use the word term she, right? What would be the she's a, you'd have to say the gender neutral brick house or something? How would that work? You'd have to come up with a one syllable term for gender neutral. Okay. So we're talking about, I mean, I don't want to beat this up. Hillary, forgive me, Little Miss White suburb girl is now going to tell us what gangs are all about. She hasn't got a clue. She hasn't spent, you know, I guess maybe, you know, ducking and dodging those bullets there on the runway really just did a number on her brain or something. But no. You know, you need to get the parents involved in the community. You need to get the schools involved in the community. And I don't mean they get more power. That's not what I mean at all. But you get people together in the community, including the parents. Get them engaged with these kids. Get these kids actually taught something at school. So they know what the heck the Civil War was or wasn't. You know, this is craziness at a level like we've never seen before. And one of the roads I want to go down, I know some of you get nuts when I do this, but think about something. Go back to the Jim Crow. I want to beat this into you until you're repeating it in your sleep. Go back to the Jim Crow days. Why did they not want to teach blacks how to read? Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. Let me see a hand over there. All right. So you're right. The reason they didn't want to teach them how to read is because they knew if they got educated, it was over. Slavery was going to be done with. You'd get them educated. They'd learn how to write to each other. They'd learn how to talk to each other. They'd learn how to, they would just learn how to be stronger. Couldn't have that. Keep them dumb. Keep them dumb. We keep them down. Look at what's happening today. Every time test scores in this country in major cities come in with lower and lower and lower numbers, we don't work harder to bring them up. We lower the test score. I mean, we lower the acceptable number for the test scores. When did that happen? When was that considered okay? I didn't vote on it. Just nuts. I did not vote on that. I was not part of that. And I'm sure you wouldn't have been either. But it definitely falls in line with what they, you know, again, this is the same group that says they want what's best for the kids. They don't want what's best for the kids, or they would take the time to figure it out and truly make it what's best for the kids. It's nothing but a lie. I want to hit that piece that somebody wrote me. I think it deserves a few minutes. I started it in the last hour. I never finished it. I never really went through it. So he wrote me, he said, it's so hard to not to scream at the TV when the Republican presidential nominees don't defend supply-side economics and tax cuts. The socialist candidates, and he went on to say that she's wearing red, if that helps, just babbled on about how tax cuts and conservative economic policies caused the 2008 recession, and Donald just let that go by, and he never responded on. Now, here's, I'm gonna put a pause on here, and I started to go down this road before. Remember, the 2008 recession, largely caused by the housing industry. Yes, the banking industry, but it was because of the housing industry. Remember, the banks were forced to loan to lower socioeconomic groups, whether they could afford to be in a house or not. There were 100% loans going out there, and people who couldn't even pay their rent, but they were buying houses with mortgages that were bigger than their rent payment. Because if the banks didn't loan, then they were being discriminatory. And then here's the joke. When the banks loaned to people who couldn't afford it, which were mostly in lower socioeconomic areas, then they were sued for predatory lending. Come on, let that work out in your head. Go look at what those big fines were for Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan. Those fines were for predatory lending, which is what was being forced on them by the Dems. By Barney Frank, you know, the big purple guy that works that used to have a job in Congress. I mean, the guy, probably one of the most disingenuous guys in Congress. The banks were being, and they've come out and said it since then, too, some of them. They were being threatened. They were being forced. They were being pressured to make loans to people and in areas where they knew the people couldn't afford them. When you get something at 100%, unless you're well matured and seasoned. You know, I had an economics guy explain something to me in this light. If you could buy a car with a 3% loan or 2% loan or 1%, whatever it is, and then you could put your money in a savings account or in some kind of fund where you're getting, you know, 4, 5, and 6%, then you borrow the money for the car or whatever the item is, boat, car, whatever, instead of taking the money out of that because you're going to make money on it. Those kind of things make sense. Right? But when you're buying a house or you're buying a big ticket item, and you can barely afford it, and you get into it for 100%, you got nothing to lose. You've got no equity in it. There's nothing of value in that for you to keep. Let me get back to this. Anyway. Now, nobody ever responded. The socialists gave us that recession right through regulation and giving away trillions of free houses that we couldn't. We got stuck paying off. Oh, yeah, I never finished that. So the bottom line with it was the mortgage companies were insured by, like, J.P. Morgan and other bigger banks and other insurance companies. What was it, AIG? Was one of the insurance companies that insured the mortgages. So they all got together and they said, okay, you make stupid mortgages. We know that people won't pay them back because the government is putting their thumb on you to do that. We'll do this little thing where we insure those loans, even though we know they're bad. We'll insure those because we're backed by the government. So if we go under, really what it should have been called was the taxpayer screwing bill. That's what it should have been called. It was a no-win situation for the taxpayer. We had no control over it. Our representatives weren't representing us, and they were making sure we got stuck with the bill. So to an earlier earlier message we got, yes, they all need to go. That place needs to be cleaned, flushed, and fumigated. Okay. Every single time we cut taxes, he goes on to say, it puts more money in the people's pockets. And they spend it, and the economy grows. Now, she says trickle-down didn't work. Really? That's not true, and it's a lie. And one of their saviors, Jack Kennedy, believed in that. Tax cuts did work. Every single time they were tried, Kennedy, Reagan, Bush, Cruz, Kennedy, Reagan, and Bush, Cruz or Rubio, either one would have knocked down that. They would have taken that and they would have knocked it out of the park. Does anybody here see a kind of the same kind of playbook from Donald that McCain and Romney are using? I'm not saying that's what he's doing. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that's what it looks like. Right? Which, let's not challenge them. Let's not get on them. And I don't want to hear how you're. They're just trying to be nice. Don't be nice. The time for nice is not there anymore. We're done with nice. We have to start fighting these wars just like they fought during the Revolutionary War, right? It's guerrilla warfare, people. I'm done with that one. So Bill Clinton, remember when he was president? Well, kind of, sort of. Some of you may not remember. Some of you may not care. Some of you might have been out of it then. But when I was doing some research for Peace last week, something I stumbled on. Was Bill Clinton really president? I mean, I'm sure we had a President Clinton. I'm not so sure it was Bill. Now, think about this. If you're over 35, you lived through it. So some of the stuff you'll remember. If you're under 35, you need to think about this. Because you don't know any of this. So when Bill Clinton was president, he allowed / appointed Hillary to assume authority over an attempt health care reform. Do you remember that? She was going for the one-payer thing, you know, one-payer bill. And even after threats and intimidation, she couldn't get a vote in the Democratic-controlled U.S. Congress. They wouldn't do it. They saw it as a nightmare. Now, this fiasco cost the American taxpayer almost $13 million just for the studies, promoting it, pushing it, and trying to get it through. Then the Clinton clan, Billy gave Hillary authority over selecting a female attorney general. Come on, think this through. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break, but I think we already had President Hillary. Tell me what you think on the next break. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I like to say that with me. always a pleasure. Yeah. You know what? The music. That's when most of the thumbs up comes, with the music. I get it. You'd rather have the music. Should I spin records on here, or was that what? That's what they used to call it. Anyway, yeah, cocaine. If you heard that, it kind of feels like that's what you have to be on to try to make sense out of this. And some of my conservative friends take exception when I use terms like, you know, how many hits you have to take off the crack pipe to have that make sense. But I don't know any way to put it. And don't give me that holier than now, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't give me that stuff. Right? I mean, seriously. Some of the stuff that's going on around us, for you to try to make, not to try to make sense of, but you try to sell it as okay, real, and just something that happens, you've got to be smoking something. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time that you've spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I say that we've already had a President Hillary Clinton. Some of you think I'm nuts. But in doing some research for a couple of articles, as I do, I actually do that. You know, I just don't steal somebody's article. I actually sit down over the weekend and I write the articles I'm going to release on Monday. What do you think of how much power that Bill advocated to his wife, Hillary? I mean, you could almost say at this point, she has had experience as president. So he allowed Hillary to try to push through health care. And as she tried to force it, you know, it was funny when I was doing this and I was looking at the early days of Bill and Hillary. I don't know if you guys know this, but I guess Bill was elected and then unelected and then reelected again in Arkansas. And Hillary, they didn't like Hillary at all in Arkansas because she wouldn't take Bill's last name. And she was going to make a whole new thing out of it because she felt that the first lady of the state or first lady in the White House, that they're nothing more than, you know, arm jewelry for the president. What do you guys call it? Eye candy or something? And she resented that because women were much more than that. And I think it's so funny because she doesn't believe in the traditional stuff because it makes women second rate. My wife and I believe in all the traditional stuff. My wife is not second rate to me. I don't feel that way. And I know the guys, I know a lot of guys who feel that way about their wives. There is a, I don't know what you want to call it, a hierarchy, a form to the things that we do around the house. We do it from a biblical perspective. But my wife's my equal. There's no different. Well, I mean, there are some nice differences, but you know what I'm saying. There's no differences. So apparently Hillary, when she was the first lady of the state, the first time she used Hillary Rodham, she wouldn't use Clinton's last name, even though they were married. And she was a sassy little thing telling them what to do. You know, when again, taking control. And he finally looked at her when he got voted out, and he's like, you know, you've got to fix this. This is you. So she hyphenated her last name. She became Hillary Rodham Clinton. And she toned herself down a bit because she wanted the power. She didn't care about the name. She cared about the power. So when I made it to the presidency, after that whole fiasco with the health care program that she couldn't get through, with the Democrat Congress, he then gave her the authority over selecting a female attorney general. That's what he wanted. The first two selections were Zoe Baird and Kimba Wood. And both, for some reason, were forced to withdraw their names from the consideration. Next, she chose Janet Reno, the football player. She was a big woman, right? She's like I used to joke about her. She's like an Amazon woman. Big woman. Bill described her selection as my worst mistake. Should I read that again? Bill described her selection as my worst mistake. Why did he just say no to her? Oh, probably a fear for his life, too. And some may not remember that Reno made the decision to gas David Koresh and the Brand Davidian religious sect in Waco. Remember that? Texas, you know, that whole scenario resulted in dozens of deaths of women and children. You know, I remember that. I don't remember all the details around it, but I remember reading about it and thinking there was no reason why we couldn't wait them out. They would eventually come out of there. We didn't have to go in guns a-blazing to get those people out. Then Bill allowed Hillary to make a recommendation for the head of the Civil Rights Commission, Lonnie Guinier. That's who she selected. When they probed even a little bit on her, they found out that she had very radical views and had to pull her name quickly for consideration. So they must use the same vetting team that Obama uses, right? I'm doing it this way because I want you to see something. Bill advocated a lot of his responsibilities to her. So she's already done the things that she says that she thinks she can do and blew them. Then Bill allowed Hillary to make some more recommendations. She chose former law partner Webb Hubble for the Justice Department, Vince Foster for the White House. Well, he ended up pulling his own name, if you would. Vince Foster for the White House staff, and William Kennedy for the Treasury Department. Her selections went well. Hubble went to prison. Foster, well, they said he committed suicide. This is like, what do they used to call these things? This is like a nighttime soap opera. Remember those? Well, probably a daytime soap opera with this much drama. Right, Hubble went to prison. Foster supposedly committed suicide. And Kennedy was forced to resign. Now, there's no way for these people, and the younger people, you know what they forgot? I almost forgot it, too. Remember Travelgate? Where Hillary wanted to award travel contracts to Clinton friend Harry Thompson? The White House travel office refused to comply. She wouldn't. The travel office was following the rules and wouldn't do it. So what does she do? She does what she always do when she comes up against a rule she doesn't like or a law she doesn't like. She finds a way around it. She could care less. She managed to have them reported to the FBI and fired. Boy, the FBI came through for her then too, didn't they? It ruined their reputations, cost them their jobs, cost a 36-month investigation. Only one employee, Billy Dale, was charged with a crime. Boy, there's no screaming there, huh? Where were the Dems screaming about this one? About all the money wasted there, right? 36-month investigation. One employee, Billy Dale, was charged with a crime. And that of the enormous crime of mixing personal and White House funds. The jury acquitted him of any crime in less than 2 hours. 36-month investigation. One person gets charged, and that charge was dumped by a jury. Which is what it should have been done with Hillary. If truly Comey felt that there was nothing there, let it go to the jury. Let them decide whether she's guilty or not. Then Hillary was allowed to recommend a close Clinton friend, Craig Livingstone, for the position of Director of White House Security. When Livingstone was investigated for the improper access of about 900 FBI files. Right? Think about something. Why would anybody access that many files? What would be the reason for it? People coming in and out of the White House, right? I mean, he was the Director of White House Security. He might have wanted... But here's what they found out when they did some investigating. This was referred to as Filegate. He was investigating Clinton enemies. Everybody on that 900 file list were Clinton enemies. And what they did was they started pulling out these guys that got arrested for drug use, made a bigger deal out of it than they should. You know, drinking, all this stuff. And now, even though she recommended him, when he got caught doing all this, all of a sudden, Hillary didn't know who he was. Sound familiar? She's got a pattern here, people. She's already been in the White House. She's got a pattern. And after this thing went down, after this problem happened, guess what the FBI did? For the first time in 30 years, they closed their liaison office to the White House down. That liaison office had been there under 7 other presidents. And then, this is the one that should just go viral. When women started coming forward with allegations of sexual harassment and rape by Bill, Hillary was put in charge of what they referred to as bimbo eruption. They called it that, not me. This isn't a Joe Messina thing. They called it bimbo eruption. She urged her husband not to settle with Paula Jones' lawsuit after the Star investigation. They settled with Miss Jones. She refused to release the Whitewater documents, which led to an appointment of Ken Starr as a special prosecutor. After $80 million of taxpayer money was spent, Starr's investigation led to Monica Lewinsky, which led to... See, this is one of those things where they investigated one thing, and it moved into something else, just like the email server stuff would do, if they actually would go through and make it happen. We've already had Hillary. We don't need her again. It would be like giving the keys to heaven to Satan. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for listening. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, live on Facebook. Hey, guys, be safe. I want you to come back tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.